You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Six months, 82 games, and finally, the postseason is here. First up, the SoFi NBA Play-In Tournament. For this, the rules are simple. Win to get in. Eight teams battle to earn their playoff spot in a win-or-go-home style tournament that is bound to be full of highlights, excitement, and drama. There's no better way to set the tone for the playoffs than this, so make sure you don't miss the action. Watch TNT's coverage of the SoFi NBA Play-In Tournament on April 16th and 19th on TNT, True TV, and Max.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Stugatz, I think the only more popular sport than we have in the world than football, and the only sport that we have in America more popular than football is outrage. Is the outrage game competing against each other to be outraged. And something I've noticed that's happened recently is there have been tabulations kept on, well, you went at Kyrie Irving with this degree of frenzy, so why didn't you go at Jerry Jones with exactly the same degree of frenzy? I thought it went without saying that if you were in Arkansas in 1957 at a school being in the middle of racial tensions in this country, that you were at the center of racism. And the Washington Post is coming and interviewing you as the owner of an NFL team and basically asking you, hey, have you considered that you're racist? I thought that people understood, whether he's 14 or 15 years old or not, that Jerry Jones comes from backwoods racism. I didn't need a photograph to tell me that, to know that the imprints were all around American crisis right before the civil rights movement, and calling him names about being racist and arguing about whether it's fair to bring up something from 65 years ago, to me is almost beside the point. The Washington Post was trying to examine how does structural racism happen. One owner came out of the shadows. Of course, it's this one, willing to answer the questions because he doesn't care what the questions are. He has gotten to be the most powerful man in sports, almost certainly in that sport, without his team being any good most of the time, at least in part because just available today. He's out there saying, yeah, we're still interested in Odell Beckham. I know that Miami happened to him on a plane Sunday morning. But we're still interested, and we don't care. This, as Odell's personal driver, Danny Boy Hustlehard on Instagram,
of course,
tells you that he's headed to the Giants, it would appear. There are meetings with the Giants. There will be a fight over the remains of Odell Beckham between the Giants and the Cowboys. But I thought we all understood that if you're in 1957 Arkansas, and you're a white person who has then become a billionaire in oil, you probably got the tendrils of racism all around you. America's racism, and it's imprinted all around you. Whether you're conscious of it or not, your upbringing is probably surrounded by it.
I think people probably know that, but they want you to yell at Jerry Jones the way, you know, we yelled at Kyrie Irving. It's comparison shopping. It's a weird place to do it, but people do it all the time.
I don't think it's actually a weird place to do it, and I understand why specifically black people are doing it to Stephen A. Smith right now, because, man, there are a whole lot of people hitting him with Django memes because he went really hard at Kyrie Irving and then is like, well, I'm very, very fond of Jerry Jones. He's welcomed me into his world. First Take succeeds because we do the thing with the Cowboys that's professional wrestling. I go in there on a helicopter. Jerry Jones knows the power of being Jerry Jones, putting a hand on your knee, being the wealthy guy who's powerful and says, come on, I love having everyone around me. And then all of a sudden, you're looking at a 65-year-old photograph in the middle of racism, and you're like, I'm very, very fond of Jerry Jones because Stephen A. Smith's been allowed into the Jerry Jones Club. And as people take sides on all this stuff, man, Stephen A. Smith gets dragged. It's the same way Barkley gets dragged because people are so divided now and getting into their own camps that when a black person strays and you don't have the same proportion on, man, Stephen A. Smith went hard at Kyrie Irving, relentlessly. And here's racism for you. Here's photographic evidence of it. If you want to dismiss it because he's 15, fine. But here it is. It's almost cliche racism, stopping black kids from getting into school and filing it under I was curious.
But there's a difference between active anti-Semitism from Kyrie Irving.
I'm even talking before the anti-Semitism. I'm talking about how unrelenting Stephen A. Smith has been on all things Kyrie Irving, all of them. It's not just
It's happening. It's happening
now. He's a fully formed adult. This is a picture of Jerry Jones when he was a kid. No, I mean,
I haven't really heard even you when you attempt to get into it. You're just saying, yeah, he's at the forefront of racism there. Can we all call him racist directly from evidence in that photo? No. He was at a school that had segregation, and he claims to be curious.
But the need to call someone racist, the need to say someone isn't racist, the need for Adam Silver to come out after a meeting with Kyrie Irving and tell us he's not anti-Semitic. I don't know why someone would need for me to tell you to point at Jerry Jones and shout racist when you've got a photograph right there, him at the center of racial tension on the wrong side. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could do what you want. You could dismiss it. You could say a different time. You could say, I don't want to legislate things from 65 years ago.
He couldn't be on the other side of it, right? I guess he could have at the time.
Mike, this is how complicit looks. Like, being there and just being curious is being on the wrong side.
At 15 and in 1960s America.
Okay, you can do that. The photograph.
I'm not making excuses for him. It's just we can't really draw anything from it other than, wow, that's curious. This photo's from like 60 years ago, and this is after there were reports that Daniel Snyder was going to dig up stuff on other owners.
So you can draw from Kyrie Irving. You can draw conclusions from Kyrie Irving tweeting out what he tweeted out on his social media platforms and then not answering the questions when asked about why he tweeted it out.
Also, I mean, Jerry sat down with the media and talked about it extensively, where Kyrie was offered several opportunities, and it was only until he was suspended that he started landing on the right side of stuff. So it was very much a... I don't blame Stephen A. for having more conviction speaking about Kyrie Irving because it's happening.
Mike, it's not more conviction. That's not what happened. He defended Jerry Jones. I'm very, very fond of Jerry Jones. It's not more conviction. It's a photograph that is stereotypically cliched, the centerpiece photograph of how it is that you would show racism in the 60s, whether it's water fountains or keeping kids out of school, and Jerry Jones is at the center of it. And there are any number of answers that we don't have to a 65-year-old photograph that the Washington Post took the time to go and ask Jerry Jones as part of a much larger piece about how does this happen that Jerry Jones never hires a black dude? They went in, and he's the only owner who made himself available because the rest of them can hide in the shadows. The rest of them don't want your questions, don't have to answer your questions. We'll never know. Jerry Jones doesn't mind the questions because the spectacle is part of the fun for him. Jerry Jones has said since Michael Irvin was walking with a fur and a fedora through a courtroom, bring me the circus, and it's rewarded him. At every turn, it's rewarded him. His team is more popular than it has any right to be, given the success it hasn't had during his ownership. He has parlayed it by dragging competitors as incompetent as Daniel Snyder to most powerful dude in the NFL who doesn't actually have to win or play meaningful games. Just build a giant stadium, be an oil man, and be 80 years old, and be willing to give the press conferences where you're answering before McCarthy does whether your team still has interest in Odell Beckham. He is front and center as the face and voice for that team. And the question I'm asking you guys as we make the delineations between the proportions of outrage for both things and the name calling on both things is what Stephen A. Smith has happening to him in his own community when people want his outrage to be somewhere in the same realm of where it was for dragging Kyrie Irving, and instead it's, I'm very, very fond of Jerry Jones.
I mean, there had to be more than that. Stephen A. had to have an opinion on the photo itself. He could be fond of Jerry Jones.
But the starting point, yes, there is more than that. But the starting point
right.
on it was every opinion that comes after that comes...
Sure.
Comes soaked in, I'm very, very fond of Jerry Jones.
And again, just to clarify, this article that was written by the Washington Post...
Many articles.
Right. Well, I mean, this one particular one that was written by Sally Jenkins, who we had on the show yesterday, was not necessarily about this photograph. It's about answering for his record on race now.
It's not at all about his photograph. The right. photograph is what's easy to aggregate. The reporting is comprehensive and it is nuanced. And the reason they went there to question him is, why have you never hired a black person to have legitimate power in 30 years with the Cowboys? That's the starting point. They happened upon the photograph. The photograph isn't even used as something to wave around incriminating as meaning something. It's just an accompaniment to the story. Look at where this started. Look at where
it is the lead of the story, I will say. It's sort of like meant to lay the groundwork for the story that then follows. But that is the record that Jerry Jones has to answer for. And I agree with you that the notion that you would sort of say, I'm personal friends with Jerry Jones, so therefore it covers for this record, not for this photograph. The photograph is sort of immaterial to the conversation. There's a subtext, which is where Jerry Jones comes from. But the conversation is, what are you doing now? Which is also the conversation that we were meant to be having with Kyrie Irving. What are you doing now? And Jerry Jones has a record to answer for now.
The where you come from, Stugatz, if we're all products of our imprinting, of our environments, and I assume we all are, like you have to analyze and study your parents, your parental patterns, your environments to understand the roots of who you are. The Cuban community down here in Miami, you know I'm a proud Miami. You know I'm a proud Cuban. They call me Gusano. They call me, it's a word that counter-revolutionaries used in Fidel Castro's Cuba, Gusano, worm, because I've gone the other way on this, on the politics of my people. But it's a conscious choice through examination of what it is that I came up through that was homophobic and racist and has a lot of garbage in it. And the Washington Post was asking questions of the one man willing to answer them, and he filed it under curious. And I can't make extrapolations from a photograph 65 years ago to point at a 15-year-old boy and say, racist, racist, racist. But if I was looking for photographic proof of something like that, it would look a lot like that. Like, if I was looking for a reason to shout racist at somebody, if I needed to shout racist, if I needed to hear condemnation that was parallel or proportional to the kind that Kyrie Irving is getting, what more proof would I need than a photograph at the height of civil rights tensions that we had an apocalypse on our hands in Arkansas that he was in the middle of? If the black experience in this country has been something that has left you feeling more marginalized than any of the other groups, that photograph, Stugatz, becomes hard to defend on your imprinting.
I'm glad you brought this up because I've been thinking a lot about it. I don't think the Giants is the right place for Odell Beckham Jr. Dan, there are so many other options, so many other good teams that Odell could choose from, whether it's Buffalo, whether it's the Chiefs, whether it's the Chargers, the Cowboys, even the New York Jets would be a good fit for Odell Beckham Jr. You agree, right?
Good third receiver for the Dolphins.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, I'm glad you brought it up. Why? Important conversation. I'm glad we're having it.
I'd like to see him in the Chargers, honestly.
Yeah, the Chargers. That'd be
Chargers
nice.
Chargers would be, they'd like explosion. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can we speculate on what happened on that Miami flight? Sunday morning Miami flight, he keeps passing out. Is that just Saturday night Miami happening to him?
I mean, yeah, the Sunday, we talk about the Sunday red or the Saturday night red eye or the early Sunday morning flight out of Vegas. The Sunday morning flights out of Miami, I imagine, are pretty rough.
Time to throw away all journalistic credibility and get reckless. Here is something we like to call reckless speculation.
You're all good.
Oh, I thought you were introducing for yourself.
No, I was protecting you.
We wanted to cut you off.
Now you're good. His attorney said he was asleep.
Yeah. Right. Well, I mean, he covered himself in a blanket.
Right. As one does when they fall asleep.
Been there.
And he was unresponsive to requests.
According to one side.
Right. According to one side.
unresponsive. He was coming in and out of consciousness, according to one side, and he was not unresponsive for a while. He was refusing to get off the plane.
According to one side, not right. According to a NOTESAP from OBJ's attorney. Yeah.
There are two sides to every story, Dan.
Yeah.
There's two sides to every coin, but one side is a Slater scoop.
This one's tough for sports fans. Diva black wide receiver or airline industry?
What does Danny Boy Hustlehart have to say on Instagram? Odell Beckham's personal driver who is intimating that the Giants are where he's headed.
It's a nice little reunion. I mean, it's just not the place I would choose if I'm Odell.
I'm going to say, try as they might, sports fans might hate the airline industry more. It's close, though.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Lebatard Show. Who do sports fans hate harder, Diva, black wide receiver, or the airline industry?
It's anybody's game.
6 months, 82 games, and finally, the postseason is here. First up, the SoFi NBA play-in tournament. For this, the rules are simple. Win to get in. 8 teams battle to earn their playoff spot in a win-or-go-home style tournament that is bound to be full of highlights, excitement, and drama. There's no better way to set the tone for the playoffs than this, so make sure you don't miss the action. Watch TNT's coverage of the SoFi NBA play-in tournament on April 16th and 19th on TNT, True TV, and Max.
Don Lebatard.
You keep mentioning Lou Harris and Lou Williams and Montrell Harris. You keep mentioning...
Harold, excuse me.
Stugatz.
Nick, thank you for, so much for being on with us. Really enjoy your work.
Oh, thanks for having me. Have a great day.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz.
We're presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code Dan for a special offer when you sign up. That's code Dan, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
I want to talk about what's happening with Stugatz and Witty because the juxtaposition is legitimately funny. Stugatz has not cared about soccer for 8 years. What? His only takes are every game is 0-0 and soccer is dead. But he has a second episode out.
Wait, he cared about soccer 8 years ago?
I did. Donovan goal. Yeah.
That wasn't 8 years ago.
The 94th minute on Landon Donovan. Yeah. Was the last time he cared about soccer, but he's wearing a scarf sent to him by Team USA.
Thank you. Billy
is filled with both Christmas sweater and USA hat of some sort. And what's happening here that's funny is that Stugatz is swaggering around here saying, I've never been more confident in our boys.
The boys are going to get it done today.
USA.
And if they don't tomorrow,
we're going to crush them.
USA Iran is after our show today. And I heard Witty say, as Stugatz waddles by, not caring about any of this for many years, but now wearing a scarf, Witty is terrified. His stomach really hurts, and he said something about not being able to bend over because that his knees aren't working.
Yeah, it's a bit excessive
because of how scared he is. He has cared about soccer. He and Mike have cared about soccer so much. They've cared about this team. No one in the country has interviewed Pulisic more. That's done more dry, boring interviews trying to pry something out of Pulisic than these two guys.
They how about we pry a goal out of them? I mean.
And
so right,
Witty, how scared are you? I've never seen you like this. I don't understand. Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Lebatard Show. Have you ever been so scared about what your sports team is about to do that you can't bend over?
Yeah, on Friday during the USA England broadcast, between the fact that we had to do content at a very loud bar and I had to form coherent thoughts, and how nervous I was throughout the game. I was pacing. I was bent over on my haunches quite a bit. And at the end of it, it was like 4:45 p.m. and I couldn't bend my knees because my leg was sort of permanently affixed in the standing position. And it took me a while to regain the feeling in my legs because of how stressed out I was watching a game that is not as nearly as consequential as this one today is going to be. If we get to halftime at 0-0, if we get to 70 minutes at 0-0, if we get to 80 minutes at 0-0, I am going to be terrified.
Mike,
nothing in sports makes me feel like this.
Why?
Nothing.
Where where are you and Witty on this is the biggest game you've ever seen? That on in U.S.
We had,
soccer.
We had knockout stages that were bigger. I think the Torsten Frings handball against Germany in the quarterfinal of the World Cup historically was bigger, but that was also a World Cup that was not highly viewed here in the United States. It was happening at time slots of 1:30 a.m.
U.S. soccer had to pay for that World Cup to be on ESPN.
Yeah,
that's how much different
they
the sport
the
was
time? Really?
20 minutes ago.
Wow.
Yeah. But yeah, they brokered the time for the World Cup. For the World Cup.
But as you've seen, the ratings increase. World Cup over World Cup. The Premier League is the biggest soccer league here in the United States. It's bigger than our domestic league here. The domestic league is getting bigger. Champions League's...
Witty made a noise when you said that.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I would actually, oddly, I would not defend MLS. I'd actually say Liga MX is bigger than the
Liga
Premier League
MX
here.
Is, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I'm sorry, I'd be myopic there in terms of the Spanish language numbers. I would certainly say the Belgium knockout stage game where Tim Howard became a household name was a bigger
game.
That
Wondolowski miss.
But I think with where U.S. soccer is now, with the age range of this golden generation for us, with where the expectations are 3.5 years from now when North America hosts a World Cup, where every U.S. soccer fan, once it was announced, says, if we're ever going to do it in the men's competition, that's the year. You lose so much positive traction if you lose to this opponent in Iran. It's the banter is going to be at an all-time high. I don't know if you guys caught the press conferences yesterday. I know we mentioned that Greg Berhalter was asked about why he hasn't asked the U.S. president to move naval ships from the Persian Gulf. Yeah. But I do want to highlight what these players kind of find themselves in, because it's a matchup that only the World Cup can provide, and it gives journalists from all over the world access to ask questions of U.S. soccer players that maybe they haven't had to face before. And it provided a really tense moment here where an Iranian journalist asked the new captain, because Christian Pulisic was captain, and I think that there's a conversation to be had there too.
Tyler Adams handled this well, correct?
He handled this about as well as you could in this situation. Let me play it.
You say you support the Iranian people, but you're pronouncing our country's name wrong. Our country is named Iran, not Iran. Please, once and for all, let's get this clear. Second of all, are you okay to be representing a country that has so much discrimination against black people in its own borders? And we saw the Black Lives Matter movement over the past few years.
My apologies on the mispronunciation of your country. That being said, you know, there's discrimination everywhere you go. You know, one thing that I've learned, especially from living abroad in the past years and having to fit in different cultures, is that in the U.S. we're continuing to make progress every single day. I grew up in a white family with obviously an African American heritage and background as well. So I had a little bit of different cultures, and I was very very easily able to assimilate in different cultures. So you know, not everyone has that ease and the ability to do that, and obviously it takes longest to understand, and through education I think it's super important, like you just educated me now on the pronunciation of your country. So it's a process. I think as long as you see progress, that's the most important thing.
You just educated me now. God, I wish more people had that attitude as opposed to defensiveness. Why are you calling me names? I want to fight you. Just thank you for educating me would be a really nice way for people to go through the world when given a different perspective. I can't imagine why Iran would hate the United States. Like, that's a belligerent question that's being asked there. And he's disrespected by things that have very little to do with how he pronounced the name of his country.
Only way Tyler could have turned the tables more effectively was to ask how the current protests in Iran are going, but he took the high road there. He's 23 years old. He's new to the captaincy because Christian Pulisic, who is dubbed by many as Captain America, was captain then. I cannot tell you how poorly that would have gone if Christian Pulisic had to answer that question.
Oh, my God.
It would have been, and then I'm just here to play soccer and an angry look at a PR person. So that right there shows you also his play and his leadership. Tyler has always been one of those guys that was pegged that this is the captain in waiting. This is the guy. And he finally gets the chance to wear that consistently here in the World Cup. And through his play and through his answering that question, his general leadership on the pitch, he's shown you exactly why so many people said that's the next captain.
And the difference between, you know, the current crop and previous generations is that a lot of these players are going abroad. He's 23 years old. He's played in New York, he's played in Germany, and he's played now in England. So this is a traveled individual who's got a global perspective on things, and the ability to speak in that situation, given the pressure that's on the U.S. team, given how, I mean, in some ways, some decisions that were made at federation level has made this even more difficult for him to sort of rise above it in that moment at 23 years old on a global stage is damn impressive.
Mike, Berhalter's reaction to the question about the U.S. Navy, we didn't have that sound readily available yesterday. How awkward was him being befuddled by the question that he was not expecting about the U.S. military strategy?
If I may paint a picture, so the journalist is asking his question in his native language, so Berhalter has to pick up an earpiece and listen to a live translation of the question. So imagine that happening, and you hear the voice of the translator.
That, by the way, has often led to interesting interactions. I think yesterday, Eden Hazard was listening to a star for the Belgian national team, and a journalist asked him why he'd gotten so fat. And there was a really awkward pause, and he asked for the question to come in again. And he's like, I don't think I'm fat. But here's how Berhalter asked a question about our Navy.
Greetings to you. My name is Zarei from Iran. Coach, sport is something that should bring nations closer together. You are a sports person. Why is it that you do not ask your government to take away its military fleet from the Persian Gulf? My technical question is this. Kirosh has worked in Real Madrid, in Manchester, and also in the United States. This experience of Carlos Kirosh is not something that frightens you vis-a-vis the Iranian team?
No, I agree. Sport is something that should together bring countries together. When you look at the Olympics, to see all those countries competing at the same time is a wonderful event. The World Cup is very similar, where people come from all around the world. Fans come from all around the world, and you get to compete on the field, as brothers. So sport does have the ability to do that.
I have a two-part question. Number one, your thoughts on the U.S. Navy. Number two, your thoughts on Carlos Quiroz as defensive manager. It's a hell of a two-parter.
And he didn't answer either of them.
No, and he just went to the same place. Sports brings people together. It's the same thing that FIFA clown did when he said, today I'm disabled, today I'm, Qatari, today. It's such a great move.
It seems like the only play.
It's such a great move. Just take $7.5 billion corruptly, if you're FIFA, and then just say, sports unites, huh? Don't ask me questions about naval fleets. Don't ask me questions about slave labor, migrant workers. Football! Yes!
It's going to do a huge number.
It's going to do a monster number. Billy, we're going to get to the useless sound montage in a second, but you guys mentioned the ratings on Spanish television, and I simply want everyone in America to get an hour of Spanish television. Just like a confetti cannon of blow Spanish television in your face. There are no rules. They're still trotting out there. Spanish television is still doing. You could turn on Spanish television at any time, and there's someone in a bikini and high heels with an old man.
You might not go back. I mean, seriously, to traditional television.
We came in this morning, and the television has been locked to Telemundo for 10 straight days because the Fox coverage goes between Fox and FS1, so we don't have to change the channel. It's always on Telemundo. So we walk in this morning, and their morning show was on. Normally, we see like their very professional sports coverage before and after matches because they're always in the middle of games. But because the games didn't start until 10 o'clock, their morning variety show was on, which is, it was like La Copa Mundial, and it was like this whole thing. And they're literally doing a segment where 12 adults are strapped to each other playing a game of human foosball. And that was on television for 5 straight minutes. Yeah. And I was looking at the TV going, What's happening? And then, of course, every toss to commercial break, there's music playing and the hosts have to dance. They're just dancing going to commercial break every single time. Love I wonder it. If there's like a sadness behind their eyes where like they're literally asked to be dancing performers all the time, where their whole job is to get you excited for the World Cup, toss to a segment where humans are playing foosball and kind of just like, yeah, we're dancing a commercial break. All right. Yeah, World Cup.
Mike, you refuse, right? You take all of this too seriously, and today is too big a game to do it, to do your morally abhorrent coverage in Spanish satire style of cameras going in and out, dancing, just doing total performance
spoof.
Even though
I'm Cuban, that feels extra cultural appropriation-y. I certainly want to do the Chiringuito show, but that is a production level that we are still aspiring to. We need the thunderclap behind us and crazy lighting and the ECW cameras from 1997 and 17 more people. Ooh. And also we all need to learn to speak perfect Spanish. It's a lot to do in just one day.
Can we at least recreate human foosball as a show? Can our show, do we have enough people around here that we can recreate in front of the screen? Do we have enough space?
Honestly, I just needed to get to the point where I can hear what he talks. That'd be for okay. me. Let's get that all first. Right.
Baby steps. Metal Arc Media has only existed about 2 years. Billy, oh, how
wait,
do you?
I'm hearing that we have the awkward interaction between a journalist and Eden Hazard.
Yeah, I just said that to you. You should
okay.
have it.
Oh, please boy, play this it. Is a big one. Yeah.
All right. Well, get it, and we'll close out the segment after useless sound montage. Billy, I want to know how the useless sound montage is this week. Do we have any stars? Anybody stand out here that you're excited about?
It's okay this week. No huge star. Dan, it's World Cup time. Let's be real. You know what I mean? People aren't tuning in to hear about the useless sound. They want to hear about this game today. A must-win game today. And I'm a proud American. I'm a proud U.S. soccer fan. Everybody knows those things about me.
Yep.
I don't know why everybody's building this up to be this giant game. If they lose this game, it's a massive disappointment. My stomach is not in a knot. I am very confident in what will happen in this game. So much so that I'm going to say this on behalf of Team USA, and I don't speak for them, but on behalf of Team USA, if they don't get it done today and they don't get out of the group stage, we're not hosting the World Cup next time around. We're going to pass that up. We're going to give it over to someone else to host because we don't deserve it if we
someone
don't get out of the group
deserving.
Stage. Exactly right. Yeah. If you don't win a single game in your group stage, that's an embarrassment.
Yep. I am confident only because of what Mike and Whittingham have told me over the last 4 years about the state of U.S. men's soccer and guys playing overseas.
To lose in this round.
I know, but you both seem so nervous. They're the favorites. Like, have some confidence in the boys. Let's go.
On what basis?
I don't know.
We're America.
Red, white, and blue.
They've scored a goal in two games.
I'll tell you what.
Like, USA.
USA. USA. USA. USA.
Let's play the useless.
Hug a stranger today. I mean, let's go.
There is some useless sound to lead us into yet more useless sound.
I've been in this long enough. You don't want others to control your destiny. You want to take care of business.
Besides the excitement, the guys believe.
At the end of the day, that's what it comes down to is finding a way to score points and put more points on the board than the other team.
You know, fortunately, we left one out there today, but we have, you know, opportunities coming up to right the ship and get going.
I'm very excited for our young team and a lot of guys to feel that for the first time.
Just little things here and there. When you're playing a good defense, you got to execute at a higher level. So I'll make sure to go back and work my fundamentals and get back to it.
He didn't need to be anybody but Mike White. We didn't need to turn into the greatest show on turf.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know what a catch is in our league anymore.
Our job is to go score more points than the other team.
He made the easy look easy, and that's I thought he did a really good job with that.
You know, for us as a football team, as an offense, it's like your favorite steakhouse, your favorite restaurant, five-star bougie restaurants you like to go to. You know, you have your steak of the day, your selection of the day, the chef's selection.
Their explanation to me was that he didn't survive the ground. So, yeah, I don't know what a catch is.
There is nothing better in professional football than meaningful December and January games.
It's December now. This is when the football counts. In the end, we all got to be better. It starts with me. We got to be better and got to find a way to win some of these games.
I give them credit. They outplayed us and got their win, but it's really frustrating because the game is there to be won.
This is the kind of game that great teams win.
I think it was the game that we just needed to win today.
He's a competitor. He's smart, but it's still a lot of meat on the bone, and it's just the process.
He's a football player. That's probably the greatest compliment I could give him.
We're not grading him or us on a curve. We acknowledge that he's very much in development.
This was the next team on the schedule. Our guys were ready to roll.
The fourth and inches call in the second quarter that resulted in interception. Yeah. Did you like the call? Did you feel like you had Hop?
No, it wasn't. That wasn't for Hop, actually. Schematically, I mean, they kind of, we were kind of.
Whoa, Kyler.
I know, crazy. I agree with Dennis Allen, by the way. What's a catch?
You've got the Saints head coach doesn't just saying out loud, I don't know what a catch is.
I mean, anymore. I don't know what a catch is anymore. I mean, do you? Does anybody?
The Olave one was absolutely a catch. Yes. I thought he got 3 feet down. Kyler just said, schematically, we were effed. Cool.
That's right.
Seems to be going well over there.
God, and he's gotten less good looking, too. I know we've done this, but it's just, it's wild how Kingsbury getting worse as a coach has just made him less good looking.
Mm-hmm.
He needs a year on television.
He'll
get fired, but like
right back to the front of the line.
No, but he can you know, go right to being an NFL offensive coordinator, maybe even a college head coach again.
He can go to Cincinnati right now.
He needs a year on the game day set.
Television is a refresher, some makeup. It's not just aging and pressure. Just get into television and just gas back.
Dan Mullen looks better now after a year on television.
No, he doesn't.
He's lost. What do you mean?
That is the most offensive thing anyone has ever said about Cliff Kingsbury.
I think Dan Mullen looks good.
I am not saying that Dan Mullen doesn't look better physically. What I'm saying is that Dan Mullen, I saw what he did. And nothing will make that look better. No makeup, no television, no refresh away from the pressure cooker. I watched the savior not be a savior. You're not going to run him through the cycle on television and then resell him to me in 2 years as somebody else's coach. You're not going to get away. I'm not going to let you get away with it. I saw it. No matter how good their cosmetics are over there on whatever it is that he is, the SEC Network, CBS, whatever.
He's on the ABC studio show.
Wherever it is that he works. Yeah. Hey, no, you're going to try and do this with Neuheisel, too, at some point, one of you.
It's been a few years.
I won't let you.
I think it's been a good score.
I won't let you. No. No, Neuheisel's going to play the guitar somewhere.
Where was he last at
and
UCLA?
He's going to end up at UConn like Jim Mora, when Jim Mora flames out there.
You guys think he's going to do TV for a year, huh? I think Harbaugh goes to Indy. Cliff Kingsbury goes to Michigan.
Wow.
Dookie bomb.
I like that.
Dookie bomb.
Keep an eye out.
Yeah.
Internationally, football's fifth biggest insider.
Dookie bomb. He dropped a dookie.
As ranked by The Guardian. What is that other sound you wanted to play for us, Mike Ryan?
Another awkward FIFA press conference. Eden Hazard, whose weight has been called into question a couple of times. He's given quotes saying, I like burgers. He used to be a very fit, very good player, and as he's struggled with injury in the latter stages of his career,
is he fat?
It's been noticeable that he's of a different size, but no one's ever really asked him this directly.
Karim Abdelmohsen, Mocha Koro.
Karim Abdelmohsen from Koro Platform. My question is for Eden. During the lately, we noticed that you have gained a little weight.
Can you repeat, please?
Recently, we noticed that you have gained weight. How are you dealing with this, and what caused it? Thank you.
No.
That's not true. My weight has remained stable. I always work hard on my fitness, and I think that's the most important thing.
After asking that question, the journalist asked for a selfie.
It's my kind of journalist.
World Cup, baby.
Did you get it?
It's not even a question.
It's a statement.
It's just obnoxiously cruel.
Hey, so you're fat. How are you doing?
You wouldn't treat any human being like that. I noticed you gained some weight.
How did that happen?
Nobody's asked that.
On the front end, though, it's a statement.
Yes. Yeah, the second time he's forced into a question. The first time it was just the statement.
It was just a statement. You're fat.
Tail end of it one more time, because can you repeat the question is also very funny to me.
We noticed that you have gained a little weight.
Can you repeat, please?
Hey, declarative sentence. We've noticed you've gained a little weight. Hey, listening audience, it's Mike Ryan, and you're a sports fan. If you're listening to this show, well, that's up for debate. You may not know this, but Game Time is now an authorized ticket marketplace of Major League Baseball, which makes getting tickets even faster and easier. Prices on the Game Time app actually go down the closer it gets to first pitch, with killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seat, that's key, and their low-price guarantee. Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying MLB tickets. I was actually in Baltimore last season, always wanted to check out that ballpark, and I actually went to the Game Time app to actually see exactly what I was dealing with, and on top of that, I got a killer deal. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code DAN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code DAN for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
Don Lebatard, Kensley Jansen. I got to be careful here. What did I just do there? Let me start again.
Stugats.
He's their closer. Comes in, ninth inning, closes the game out. His name is Kenley Jansen. He has blamed his recent...
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugats.
They're presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code DAN for a special offer when you sign up. That's code DAN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Mike Schur joins us now for the stat of the day. Every day he will join us ad infinitum, contractually required
whom?
To join us for the rest of time. And I don't know what happens after his passing, but I think we're going to continue it after his passing as well. How are you feeling about today's stat of the day, Mike?
Extremely confident, Dan.
Okay, let's do this then. All right. Short one, please. Short stat of the day.
Stat of the day. It is the stat of the day. Stat of the day. Stat of the day. It is the stat of the day. Stat of the day. Stat of the day. It is the stat of the day. Start of the day, start of the day. It is the start of the day.
The stat of the day is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Before I do the stat of the day, I have to clean something up because it's been bothering me. In the Meadowlark Turducken, which I gave you as a Thanksgiving Day present, I said that Justin Verlander had won 4 Cy Youngs. He's only won 3 Cy Youngs.
Mm.
So I resign in disgrace.
Well, it's a fine. Hopefully. $5, that's for sure.
Well, how much does this stuff haunt you? These little tiny mistakes.
It's been haunting me for a week. I haven't stopped thinking about it for a week, and I meant to correct it yesterday, and I apologize.
Let it go, man.
To Justin Verlander? No, I can't. No. Stats of the day need to be accurate, or they're not stats of the day.
No matter how sprawling they are, even if they are turducken that include both a back in my day and a stat of the day and whatever
in
else.
In my mind, honestly, the entire Meadowlark Turducken is now...
Oh, no.
Has been ruled unofficial because I made a mistake.
It was beautiful,
in like
man.
Minute 12 of the 15-minute turducken.
All right, so
but here's today's stat of the day. Here we go.
You're going to have to do it over again.
This stat went around the internet like crazy. I saw it in a bunch of different places. After scoring a goal and having an assist in the match against Mexico, Lionel Messi is now the oldest player ever to have a goal and an assist in a World Cup game. He was 35. He's 35 years old. The youngest player ever to score a goal and have an assist in the same World Cup match is also Lionel Messi, who was 18 when he did it against Serbia in 2006. Messi is the greatest of all time. Although, counterpoint, fraud.
Yep.
There is
How about
that.
You win one?
Yeah.
How about you? You know what? You know what I say about Messi? Do it in the MLS Cup.
Good point.
I want to ask Whittingham and Mike, both of whom have said that this is legacy defining for Lionel Messi if he does not win a World Cup.
I bet him to win the Golden Ball. How about that? I mean,
what kind of odds are you getting on that?
I got very good odds. My theory is if they just get to the finals, even if he doesn't do anything, if they win the World Cup and does nothing, he wins that Golden Ball. It's a lifetime achievement award.
Do you even know what the Golden Ball is?
No idea. Plus 550.
Can I ask Witty and Mike Ryan, if Messi had not played for Argentina, if he had played for Spain, his legacy would be totally different?
Well, he would have won one. Yeah. Yeah. Because that was a question, because people from the outside always say he's more Spanish than Argentina, despite him being born there. What was that bloop? I heard a drop of water. I think that's yet another find from Mike.
No, it came from the computer. It came from our computer.
Right. Oh, so it's you.
All right.
Oh, interesting.
$5.
But, he would have been surrounded by better teammates. He would have been part of that golden
generation.
He would have
been such a fit, too. Like, yeah, because, from a stylistic standpoint.
He would have been operating the midfield with Xavi and Iniesta, which he had great success with over at Barca, and he would have had options like Fernando Torres and David Villa. For much of his international career, he was setting up service for Gonzalo Higuain. There's a precipitous fall there.
It's not that precipitous. Higuain is a good player. It's more like the line in behind the forwards.
It's precipitous.
I mean,
there is for me. I know he had a good year at Napoli, but there is quite the gulf, especially on an international stage with El Nino and David Villa.
It's the stylistic fit. He has never really fit in with his Argentina teammates. They always had a glut of forwards, but then they just needed two, and they had 10.
Yeah, Messi's game was perfectly suited for the Spanish game.
Mike Schur, would you like to hear Chris Cody and Billy Gill's World Cup analysis?
Please.
They're very excited about this. They're very excited.
It's pretty simple. I don't know if you can keep up, but try. USA! Come on, Mike.
USA! USA!
Now, Mike alone.
Mike,
are you on mute?
I'm not doing this.
Wrap because yourself I don't in like, the flag.
I don't like jingoism. I don't like this. I like the competition on the field. I don't like the jingoism.
Patriotism is the greatest thing to have sprinkled on your sporting events.
Strongly disagree.
Okay, what? See you later.
Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.